Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Saturday morning, May 28th, 2011. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. For those of you who have a cell phone and don't use the long-distance or toll-free numbers anymore, our direct line is 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. We would love to have your email. We do get email, but I don't think we get enough. I like to hear your views, and it's very important that I hear your views because it formulates how this station is going to be the topics of this the station. We need to hear feedback from you so we know what to speak about, what your concerns are. And you can send your comments anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. I promise you I will personally respond to each one individually, especially if I disagree. And if I disagree, that's even better. That'll give us something to talk about. No disrespect at all, I can guarantee you. So it's comments@libertytalkradio.com. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, Sutton, SUTTON-associates.net. In his newsletters, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. Now, Andy's an economist, and he's a chief strategist for Sutton Associates. But what's important is that he has a newsletter called, I think it's My Two Cents, online. And what that does, it gives you an overview of what is going on. It gives you a direction. To be more specific about your own individual investments and what you should do with your money, you can subscribe to his service. It's very inexpensive, and he is accessible, folks. Let me say this again. He is accessible. I can actually call him or email him, and he will email me directly when I have a question. This is very important. This is what you really don't get from all these big-time newsletters. I mean, they have a staff of people, but you never speak to the kahuna, so to speak. And you can do this with Andy. He's a wonderful person. I've known him for years. We have him on our program the third Wednesday of every month, giving us an economic update. And this is, we've been doing this now for 6 months. It's been really terrific for this show, and I hope it really is helping Andy also. So go to Sutton-associates.net, subscribe to his newsletter. Just give it a try. I mean, the free newsletter is great. I mean, believe me, it's the best one that I get. I read it in detail. I print it out. I go to my coffee shop, and I read in detail. And it's helped me out tremendously, putting me on the right direction as to where I should go. There's a lot of noise out there, folks, regarding economic activity. And a lot of that noise is just noise. It will never set you in the right direction, and it won't set you free. All right, Liberty Talk Radio is now available via iTunes for your listening convenience and also now on Twitter. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. I have a note here, and it says here, be sure and follow us on Twitter at Liberty, at the at sign, at Liberty Joe, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y Joe. And we are currently flirting with the idea of starting a Liberty Talk Radio YouTube channel. I really would love to do that, folks. I think it's worth it. The reason why I don't do it is it's selfish. You know, I dislike looking at myself, you know, on camera or pictures of myself, you know. I mean, I wish I was like Brad Pitt or, you know, some famous good-looking actor, you know, some supermodel. I say, oh, look how good I am, you know. And I guess, you know, I'm just so self-conscious, I don't do that. But I really should. It would be fun. We have all the technology for it. And I really think we'd get a much better response. I'm going to give that very serious consideration. We have... You know, and we do have an email subscription service to alert you of our broadcast. I really would like for you to sign up for that. It's libertytalkradio.com. That's where you sign up, and you just subscribe. And we don't send any junk mail, no advertisements. We don't sell anything. Everything is kept totally private in our own little world, and we just alert you when the programs are coming up and what the subject will be. And that'll help you because it'll help, and it helps us at the same time. So, I mean, that's about all of it. Now, I'd like to just take a second out, if I can. This is Saturday morning, which is a very unusual broadcast time for us. And let me explain why. I probably should be doing this on Saturday morning. The reason why I don't is because typically in the summertime, on early Saturday morning, we're usually readying ourselves to go biking before it gets too warm. And so I decided to broadcast on Thursday mornings. Simple reason, it was convenient for me because we don't get that many live listeners. Of course, time zones are time zones. People listen to us from all over the world, so it doesn't really make any difference. Of course, for our own time zone, Central is kind of early for most people. But otherwise, we get calls from all over the place. So, you know, it's not particularly the Central time zone. But I probably should have a program that is centered during the daytime so that I have a better chance of attracting listeners. I don't do it, again, for a selfish reason, because it's incredibly inconvenient for me. I'd like to be consistent. Now, last Thursday, we had a phone problem with Skype. And it wasn't Skype's problem. It was my problem. I clicked on something, and I knew something was going to happen, and the whole thing went down. It was amazing. And I had a heck of a time eliminating it, rebooting it, because I'm not a computer person, and finally got it done. And hopefully you are hearing me now. So we have all that fixed. So typically we do not broadcast on Saturday morning, although I should give that consideration also. I do want to mention also, Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central, I will be interviewing Suzanne Meyer in her book, Becoming Human Again. In one of the reviews, it encapsulates it just beautifully. It says, a brilliant and scathing expose of the factors in modern society that enslave us both mentally and physically. I can't wait to hear Susan. In fact, we were going to have her last month, but she was in South Africa. I'm just curious as to what she was doing down there and how she made out down there, and maybe I shouldn't ask, you know. But she'll be with us Wednesday evening, and that would be June 1st, 7 p.m. Central Time. Now, every once in a while, you'll hear just a second or two hesitation. That's because I'm taking a sip of coffee. And by the way, I'm drinking organo coffee. Now, someone said it's less acidic for my stomach because I have been having some acidity problems, and they said to try it, and I tried it. It's not too bad. It's not as good as good old bold coffee, but if it's that they say it's very, very good for you, and there's a stuff in there called ganoderium or something like that, lucidium, and which is a mushroom plant that they organically grow, and then they throw it in with the coffee, and it's supposed to lower the acidity, and it's supposed to have very good therapeutic effects. So, who knows? You know, I hope it works out. All right, tonight, this morning's program. By the way, one other thing. You know, I've been doing this now for almost 5 years, and it's kind of interesting. One thing in my life that I truly regret is that my inconsistency. You know, when you pick up a hobby, you know, some people pick up a hobby and then they have that hobby for the rest of their lives, and they become so proficient at it. I respect that so much. I mean, I envy that. Let me put it this way. I envy that, you know.